Hello, everyone, and welcome to another segment of Let's Talk About It on ESPN Jamestown AM 1400. We're translated on 107.1 FM, and we're streamed online at newsdakota.com. Today, joining us here on Let's Talk About It, we have Carol Peterson. She is a museum board member, and Carol, welcome to our show.
Thank you, Warren. Nice to be here.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for taking time out of your day and joining us here on Let's Talk About It. I called you Peggy, but you're not Peggy. The reason you're here today, though, to talk to us is about Peggy and one of the most well-known Peggies in this region, Peggy Lee. She's going to be celebrating a birthday coming up on May 26th, and the museum in Wimbledon is going to be doing something with for this. We've got a big event coming up that we're going to talk about. But first, Carol, would you mind, maybe for our listeners who need a refresher, would you mind telling us a little bit about who Peggy Lee is and why you guys are going to be celebrating her?
Sure, I can do that. Peggy Lee, who was originally Norma Eggstrom, That's where she was born. Her born name was Norma. And she's an amazing jazz singer. She's obviously passed on almost 18 years now, but she was really popular in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. But she was a true artist in that she did all forms of music and everything. So Norma Eggstrom, Peggy Lee, was born in Jamestown in 1920 on May 26th. And she moved around with her father, who was a depot agent for the Midland Continental Depot Railroad. And then, so she moved to Wimbledon in 1934 when she was a freshman in high school and went through her high school years at Wimbledon High School. So the community of Wimbledon claims her, and so does Jamestown, because she lived in Jamestown, was born there, and lived in Wimbledon. So as being a depot agent daughter, she moved around about every 4 years.
Right.
So, yeah. So she was always going somewhere. And then that's where she would actually do all her writing and rehearsals for her music.
Okay.
So she's one of those amazing artists.
Well, yeah. Absolutely. She's got a lot of ties to the area. She's been all over the place. And actually, a fun fact, now that you've been talking about her a little bit, Carol, I was able to find information and found out that she first sang professionally on one of our sister stations in Valley City, North Dakota, which is very, very exciting, very cool that she kind of got her start in this area and became so well known in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, like you say.
That's right. Yeah.
Awesome.
She had local that would take her to Valley City so she could sing on the radio.
Yeah.
And that's how she got her. That's how she got her start.
Wow.
So, yeah.
Wow. It is. It truly is amazing. And again, a very accomplished singer. She's done songwriting. She was an actress, a composer from this area. So we're going to be celebrating her birthday in Wimbledon at the museum on May 26th. And Carol, kind of tell us a little bit about what the day is going to include. It looks like this is the sixth year of opening for the museum, right?
Yeah, this is our sixth year, and we'll be opening at 1 o'clock and being open till 4, so 1 to 4 that day, and we're just doing birthday cake, lemonade, and coffee, and conversation. Normally, Dave Foster, who was grandson, would be here with us. He's been here every year with us on the grand opening for the year, for the opening of the season, and he lives now in Thailand. So,
oh my gosh.
He was having some difficulties coming over here. So he said next year he would be here. So,
Okay. Well, but it's still very,
everybody
very
looks
special.
Forward to that.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So again, Peggy Lee's grandson, Dave Foster, won't be able to make it, but he will be back next year, like you said. And now it also looks like, Carol, that after this celebration, the museum will be open, like you said, and you have a big year ahead of you doing some renovations there at the museum, too.
Yeah, that's right. Being our sixth year, North Dakota weather is hard on the paint. So, of course, the building was built in the early 1900s. So, obviously, it's old wood.
Right,
so,
right.
Lots of treatment to do on it. So, that's our big project this year. And then, obviously, open daily 1 to 4. So, you can stop in any time or call me and we can make an appointment. So.
Beautiful. Yeah. So the museum will be open. I'll remind everybody again, Carol Peterson, Wimbledon Museum board member, joining us on Let's Talk About It. Peggy Lee's birthday is going to be coming up May 26th. The museum will open that day as well. And then you'll be open through Labor Day. Again, daily hours, 1 to 4 o'clock up in Wimbledon. It's such a beautiful museum. If people haven't had a chance to stop by, Carol, we really do encourage anybody in this area to make a plan to stop out there. There's a lot of history in that museum you guys have up in Wimbledon. Right.
Oh yes, and they call us world-renowned museum. Mm-hmm. And of course, I'm prejudiced, so I agree with them, but it is a beautiful place.
Yeah, it is okay to have a little bit of bias. I think that's fine. Carol, if anybody has questions, they want to set up an appointment, they want to find out more information about whether it's Peggy Lee's birthday celebration coming up or about the museum in general, what are some ways they can get more information about that?
They can call me at 701-320-1020 or MidlandCutMetalDepot at gmail.com.
Perfect.
I know it's a long email, but it's an easy way to get the word out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So make sure you have plans to stop by on May 26th, Peggy Lee's birthday and museum opening in Wimbledon. Carol, anything else you wanted to mention or anything else you wanted to point out that the museum might be doing?
Oh, geez. I don't have anything right now. I just would love to have everybody stop in, even if they have 5-10 minutes. So.
Perfect. Very good.
Been and see Wimbledon. Yeah.
Absolutely. Make a stop. Make plans. Again, Saturday, May 26th, cake, coffee, lemonade, and conversation. Peggy Lee's birthday. Carol, thank you so much for joining us here on Let's Talk.
Thanks, Warren. Have a great day.